The Griffin. I am a memory that does not reach the threshold and wanders in limbo where the glint of absinthe, when the heart of night breathes through its blowholes, moves the fallen star in which we contemplate ourselves. The lingual sky took on a new consistency of a freshly opened coconut's cream. Spitting Andes and sacred Mayumbe, soul shipwreck that the eye good sailor pays off for us when soul mad shredded mad through clouds that reach me in tightly shut fish, I reascend to haunt the sinister thickness of things. Mississippi. Too bad for you men who don't notice that my eyes remember slings and black flags that murder with each blink of my Mississippi lashes. Too bad for you men who do not see anything, not even the gorgeous railway signals formed under my eyelids by the black and red discs of the coral snake that my munificence coils in my Mississippi tears. Too bad for you men who do not see that in the depth of my reticule where chance has deposited our Mississippi eyes, there waits a buffalo sunk to the very hilt of the swamp's eyes. Too bad for you men who do not see that you cannot stop me from building to his fill egg-headed islands of flagrant sky under the calm ferocity of the immense geranium of our sun. Dwelling One. Screw you, jailer. Fever with its razzia dagger in its teeth. Fever with its torrential word in its teeth. Fever, thoroughbred horse, sweet falcon, with its palanquin preceding me. Dwelling made of defeats. Dwelling made of living ships' hulls, dwelling made of passion flower, dwelling made and remade 100 times, dwelling made of shark's teeth, ah, hollowed dwelling made of flashing hell and damnation, of somber saps dozing in my massive saibas. The screaming curse upon me no longer exists, the chain evil that checks our ankles, the iron collar evil that presses heavily on our shoulders. All that has been dissipated, stripped away like this kernel, dissipated like the bay catching the light of fine weather in the noise bowl of the sea. Stripped bare like you, volcano, who at the peak of your crime hurl yourself into suicide to rejoin in the sea's depths your accomplices, the pensive porpoises yet to be born and who wait. Attack on Morals. Hard night, long pole night without stars. I am on very bad terms with space. So what? Dirty night, crazed tree rag. I'm on very bad terms with time. So what? Farther than the mirror, farther than all life, reviewed in the accident where it surges very rapidly. Farther than forgotten cities, farther than rights with forgotten meanings, farther even than the ostrich that carries the letters. I pretend not to write. Farther than my little horse that I jealously hide because it fled each and every race. Farther than the gold pieces that the sun's brain scatters in the hovel's thought. Farther than the tall white gloves that summits put on to greet the wind. Your gaze, plunge it, monster, into the validity of an abyss fed by a fish tank of monsters. I am on very bad terms with space, very bad terms with time. So what? Across the journey, frequented by a lofty
fumigation of whiplashes on a pavement made of little shipwrecks, thwarting towns where Illyrians vegetate enshrined like saints in the noble postures of paladism. Stumbling at his belt, a clicking of keys that, by way of doors, open only onto the Python corridor, the same, after all, that opens to the bad weather, inevitably in from the Atlantic. A beggar tolls in the street, which, as if indifferently, encircles with rock salt the massive energy of darkness, while compact masses of pirate icebergs tack toward Ostend.